Hi,
hello.
Hello, is this Mrs. Tracy Roberts?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, this is James calling from MMA Legal in regards to your Scottish redress application. How are you today? You okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Good to hear. Just before I continue with the phone call, I need to ask you three questions for data protection purposes and training and monitoring. Could you confirm for me your date of birth, please?
27/04/1971.
Brilliant. Your postal address?
263 Curtis Avenue, G44NW.
Brilliant. And then just your email address, please.
TracyRobert769@yahoo.com.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for past data protection. Now, the purpose of the call, Tracy, is just to see if you'd be able to confirm for me your currently registered GP practice. And we've got on file at the moment that it's at Govan Health Centre, but we just need to know.
No, it's Govan Hill. Govan Hill Health Centre.
Govan Hill Health Centre.
Yeah, it's no Govan.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay, so it's on centre. Hold on. Just because sometimes what we've been coming across recently is that within the health centres there are multiple GPs, and if we send a subject access request to just the health centre as a whole, it doesn't count as an actual subject access request because it's not addressed to the appropriate GP practice.
Right.
Hold on, let me just see what GPs are available under Govan Hill Health Centre. Are you aware of who your GP is in Govan Hill Health?
Caitlin, give me a doctor, one of your doctors, please. Dr. Sharp, that's one of the doctors, and there's Dr. What? Barra. And Dr. Barra.
And Dr. Barra.
And there's actually, but it's, there's a few. Oh, it's Practice B. So, the
your GP Practice B.
Uh-huh.
All right, that's brilliant, yeah. That's absolutely fantastic. Okay, I'll go ahead and I'll give them a call and just try and collect an appropriate email address from them. And then once I've got an email address from them, I will then send a subject access request to them to retrieve your medical records.
Okay.
Just trying to see, just while we're on the phone, if there's any other further information I may need from you. The only thing I could ask is, by any chance, when you was in care, were you known by any other name?
No.
No, just always been Tracy Roberts.
Yes.
Brilliant. Okay, that's perfectly fine. I appreciate your time today, Tracy. And the next time we give you a call would be to book you in for a witness statement just to see which day and time is best available for you.
See, I never knew that was going to happen.
Yeah,
I got told I didn't have to meet anybody or whatever when I started this.
You won't have to meet us, no. It'll just be over the phone.
No, that's okay then. That's fine.
Yeah. It'll just be maybe, depending on obviously the volume of records we've got and whichever we believe level you reach in regards to getting your form of apology and also your compensation, we'll then give you a call, and the duration of the call can be anything between like an hour up to a couple of hours. So obviously we'll try and book everything around your best availability.
I'll be fine. I'll definitely be fine if it's on a phone call.
Yeah, it will only be a phone call. We won't
that's
be coming
brilliant.
To meet you or anything like that. Okay.
All right, that's brilliant. Thank you for that.
Okay, no problem. Have a lovely day, Tracy.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.